that the bags are made out of, the potato bags?
We call them croaker sacks.
Croaker sacks?
Croaker sacks.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people called them toe sacks, but it was made out of burlap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can buy burlap now by the yard.
Oh, you can?
Uh-huh. Colors and things like that. A lot of drapes in doctor's offices and places like that, in dens and things like that. You have burlap drapes are just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I thought about, putting drapes in my apartment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I never thought about burlap.
And burlap drapes are just real, real pretty. You get them and you can get it in all colors now.
Mm-hmm.
They're real pretty. And they just use, they never wear out.
Did you ever have a place on your farm where you could store the corn? With that,
Mm-hmm, silos.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we ever had one, but that's what they did have.
Mm-hmm.
They had silos for the grain.
Yeah,
They still have silos. There's a lot of people who still have silos.
Yeah.
That's people
who have silos.
We have large plantations,
mm-hmm.
just really huge plantations,
mm-hmm.
just hundreds of acres of things, of cattle, and they raise their feed to feed the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that has the silos.
Okay.
Now, in just a small farm like we've had, you wouldn't have a silo. But now, I'll tell you something else that's interesting. When we used to gather our sweet potatoes in the fall, we would bank them.
Thank
we would have a little just a little shed,
uh-huh.
and you'd bank them, and you would put a layer of potatoes and a layer of pine straw, and then cover that up with dirt, and you would not have a potato to rot. In the spring, if you had any left, it would be that would be the most delicious potato. Sweet potato that you ever ate.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, uh-huh. They call that banking the sweet potato.
Wow.
And now they keep the ice potatoes. I think the way they keep the ice potatoes, now we never did keep any ice potatoes though, because we never did. But one time we had a cellar. They called cellars, basements, back then.
Mm-hmm.
They called them cellars.
Yeah.
And one time we lived in a house that we had, but our home didn't have a cellar. But they do now. I know people. She has a son. One of her sons that lives in Montgomery has such a big garden that he has potatoes. That I think they keep potatoes year round. You just spread them out. Right,
yeah.
Cool.
They don't break a lot or anything. Or?
No, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I don't know how they keep them like that because I've never been able to. I know you can put them in the crisp in the refrigerator and they'll keep for months and months,
mm-hmm.
but. I've always found that mine, if I keep them just in a bag in the cabinet, they get swivelly, wrinkle-like.
They get kind of soft?
Uh-huh. But I usually keep mine, especially new potatoes, if they have those little new red potatoes
mm-hmm.
in the crisper down in the refrigerator, and they
yeah.
keep so much longer.
Do you ever cut up pieces of apple and let it dry?
Yes.
What were those
peaches.
Called? What were those called?
Just dried apples and dried peaches,
oh.
just like you buy in the store today.
Yeah.
What we would do, we would take we'd peel them and slice them and we would put them on a sack. And you know how they did? They put it up on top of the smokehouse where I told you they'd smoke the pork.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they smoked the apples and the peaches. I've helped fix lots and lots of them.
Wow.
Back before my mother died when I was just a little bitty thing.
Uh-huh. God, that's so good.
And they were
really
just delicious. And there's some way that you can fix them. I didn't ever know this